President Bush's plan for military commissions to try suspected terrorists got its first airing on Capitol Hill today. Less than a day after the president sent his proposed legislation to Congress, the judge advocates general of all four branches of the military pointed to what they say are serious flaws in the plan. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The White House was forced to revise its scheme for military tribunals after the Supreme Court rejected the original plan in June. The High Court suggested that Congress, not the executive branch, should devise such tribunals. Still, the Bush administration, not lawmakers, drafted the latest plan. Republican Duncan Hunter chairs the House Armed Services Committee, which held a long-planned hearing on the proposed legislation today. Hunter said he had two goals.
First, the government must be able to present its case fully and without compromising its intelligence sources or compromising military necessity. And second, the prosecutorial process must be done fairly, swiftly, and conclusively.
And Stephen Bradbury, the assistant attorney general who testified for the Bush administration, assured lawmakers that this time the White House got it right.
These military commission procedures would provide for fundamentally fair trials.
But Bradbury also pointed out one provision that is unheard of in courts of law.
Classified evidence may be considered by the commission outside the presence of the accused. In the midst of the current conflict, we cannot share with captured terrorists the highly sensitive intelligence relevant to some military commission prosecutions.
For General James Walker, staff judge advocate of the U.S. Marine Corps, that provision is a major problem.
I'm not aware of any situation in the world where there is a system of jurisprudence that is recognized by civilized people where an individual can be tried without and convicted without seeing the evidence against him. And I don't think that the United States needs to become the first in that scenario.
The Army, Navy, and Air Force JAGs who testified all agreed with Walker. Some also objected to the commission's admission of evidence obtained under coercion falling short of torture. North Carolina Democrat G.K. Butterfield asked the Justice Department's Bradbury about the precedent these commissions might set for American forces captured abroad.
Would the administration find these procedures that you've put forward to be acceptable to one of our members if they were being tried by a foreign government?
I think probably not.
And Tennessee Democrat Jim Cooper pointed out to Bradbury a comment in today's Wall Street Journal by John Yoo, who helped devise the original military commissions, saying he saw no significant difference with the new scheme.
And how are the Supreme Court justices going to react to that, having overturned your procedures for the last 4 or 5 years? Here's the man who wrote those procedures saying, hey, what you're offering us is more of the same.
Well, I haven't seen that quote, but I find that an extraordinary statement, really.
Air Force Deputy JAG General Charles Dunlap wondered whether the new plan would pass muster with the court.
I don't think the Supreme Court, for example, would ever affirm a decision to execute an individual who was tried, who the trier of fact relied upon evidence that the accused never saw and never had a chance to defend himself against.
Democrats, including Arkansas's Vic Snyder, said the plan looked like it was rushed out for political reasons.
So now to have the president 60 days before an election very dramatically with a packed house at the White House talk about the time has come is very discouraging for those of us who think that what we need to do as a nation is to be tough, thoughtful, and bipartisan and united and come up with a system that reflects our American values and not to use these kinds of issues as political pawns in election year.
Election year or not, the administration insists it needs congressional approval for the plan this month. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.